Welcome back. 516, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on this Friday afternoon. I'm joined now by Rich Campbell, Washington Times Redskins reporter. Hello, Rich. How are you?
I'm great, Andy. How are you?
Doing just fine. RG3 shines in debut under the spotlight. I guess we were worried over nothing?
I don't know about that. I think we had some legitimate concerns coming out of what we've seen in training camp. And the Redskins last night ran a scaled-down version of their offense for him, which is what we expected in the preseason. And Mike Shanahan doesn't like to give too much away, especially when the games don't count. So they really ran some basic offensive concepts last night, and Griffin did very well running them. And I think that's the biggest positive to take away, is that what they asked him to do, he did, and he did it well. And his scope will increase as we move forward towards the regular season, but for a first step, it was very positive.
All right, so what you're telling me then is Shanahan set him up for an easier job under the pressure of being in his first NFL situation.
Well, I would say that that's partly true, but I don't know if he did it. I wouldn't say he did it just to keep the pressure off him. I just don't think he wants to. He doesn't want other teams being able to see some of the option that Robert Griffin's going to run.
I got you.
And so he wants to keep it a secret. So what they'll do is they'll just put it in, you know, a really scaled-down version and let him go from there. But I think it has the side effect, exactly what you talked about. It was simple. It's, you know, kind of wading into the pool here instead of diving in. And he did a good job. He went through his reads. He threw accurately and on time, and those were the criteria he was going to be judged on last night.
Yeah. He never really got hit hard, did he?
No, he didn't. And that was one of the main positives. Is, you know, when these games don't count, you want to expose guys to as little contact as possible. You know, injuries are always the worst in these preseason games, and he wasn't touched. And you know, I didn't necessarily expect that behind an offensive line that was without three first stringers, but it ended up working out. I think they emphasized protection a lot to make sure that he would be okay, and it turned out it was the right move.
Yeah, 4 of 6 for 70 yards and a touchdown. Not bad.
Yeah, I mean, his passer rating is 145.8 on a scale of 158, so it doesn't get much better than that. And Pierre Garçon, the Redskins' biggest free agent addition of the offseason, connected on 3 completions and the 20-yard touchdown. So if you look at, you know, those are the Redskins' 2 biggest additions of the offseason, and if they can produce like that on a weekly basis, I think there'll be money well spent.
I was going to just ask you about that, too, the Griffin-Garçon connection. I'm assuming we're going to see a great deal of that throughout the year, and if that's the case, that's just fine, because that's something new and that's something different.
Yeah, it's something different, and it's something that falls in line with the plan that Mike and Kyle Shanahan established for the offense this offseason. They targeted Pierre Garçon from the Indianapolis Colts because they like his game-breaking ability, his ability after the catch. They think he can run a variety of routes, and he showed he can do that last night. His touchdown, you know, he caught the ball behind the line of scrimmage, and he ran 20 yards, you know, weaving through some defenders and setting up his blocks very well. So it was a really positive sign for some of these additions, and as we've followed the Redskins over the years, you know that these additions and free agency don't always work out very well for them. So
yeah.
It was a good first step.
Yeah. I know that it's difficult in a preseason game, and especially the first one of the season, but did you see any outward weaknesses that the Redskins displayed last night?
Well, I think the main concern with the Redskins at this point is depth. And when you're coming off a 5-11 season and 6-10 the year before that, it's because you don't have the talent.
Yeah.
And Mike Shanahan has really tried to overhaul this roster and get younger, but that's been a long process, and it's been painful. Like I said, they've only won 11 games the last 2 years. And in the regular season, the starters play the entire game, and if you have a good top 22, then you can be competitive. But the Redskins are still looking to establish that depth. So when you get into the second half of these preseason games and your third stringers are playing, you know, you can go a whole half without scoring a point, and that's exactly what happened last night. So I think the depth specifically along the offensive line is something that was exposed.
Yeah. All right, so besides RG3, anyone else really impress you last night? I mean, obviously Garçon did a great job, but was there any other person that you looked at on the team and said, wow, that guy's going to be real good?
Well, I think you look at the defensive line as one of the Redskins' strengths, and we talk about the depth. That's actually one area in which they have it.
Yeah.
They brought Jarvis Jenkins, last year's second-round pick, off the bench last night. he's coming back from an ACL injury that cost him all of last season. And Chris Baker, who's another unheralded defensive lineman. And those two guys played very well during a goal line stand that the Redskins had. And so you look at that as a major positive. I think that's a position where, you know, they'd be able to withstand injuries if it happened. I also think the frontline guys, Barry Cofield at nose tackle, Stephen Bowen at defensive end, they're going to take a step forward this season because they've now been in this system for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's a real strength, something that kind of showed last night.
Yeah, London Fletcher, his story from last night.
Yeah, London has been through these a million times, so he's not trying to set any records or get himself injured. But no, he got the defense lined up correctly, and they only gave up a field goal while the starters were in, and it was off a fumble that, it was a botched exchange between Robert Griffin and Evan Royster that set up the Bills with great field position. So the first string defense played very well, London Fletcher included. Josh Wilson at cornerback had a couple of breakups with that first unit, so that was a positive performance for them.
Yeah. You know, it was funny because last night I had to go out and I heard, I was listening to the game on the radio, and it sounded like London Fletcher was on the radio more than he was on the field. He was talking with Doc Walker during the game.
Yeah, I think those guys, they play their 10, 12 plays, 14 plays, whatever. They take off their pads and they just kind of become spectators and fans. You see guys signing autographs during the game.
Yeah.
Kind of funny. Definitely not something you would see during the regular season.
Yeah. Yeah. Overall, Shanahan, I know you said that he said some good things about RG3 and all, but his overall impression of the game, what did he have to say after the game about the team and what they're facing next? Anything?
I think he's happy that Griffin played well. I mean, that was obviously the main focus of the night, but an offensive coach like him is never going to be happy with 7 points. So it'll be really interesting to talk to him tomorrow when the Redskins reconvene for practice, because he will have watched the game again, and I think he'll have a much better idea of what did not happen on offense that he wanted to see. I mean, there were 9 penalties in that game, too, so there was some sloppiness. There were penalties on the offensive line. But if you're Mike Shanahan and you decided, you know, in this plan of yours to go out in the offseason and trade up to get Robert Griffin and spend $20 million guaranteed on Pierre Garçon, and those two guys are scoring your touchdown, then you can feel pretty good about where you think this is heading.
Yep. All right, my friend, good stuff. We'll be keeping track throughout the season with you, and my guess is we'll be talking on Mondays and Fridays like we did last year.
Fantastic. Looking forward to it, Andy.
All right, take care, Rich. Have a good weekend. Rich Campbell, Washington Times Redskins reporter. RG3 shines in debut under the spotlight. One of his stories at WashingtonTimes.com right now. Another is analyzing Robert Griffin III's Redskins debut. You'll want to check that as well. Both are up at WashingtonTimes.com right now. 524, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT.